It is time for another installment of Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Every Monday morning at this time, we chat with the head coach of the Tar Heel football team, Mac Brown. This week, coming off that defeat at the hands of Florida State, but looking ahead to another home game coming up in just a few days against Miami. Coach Brown joining us on the phone right now. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, got to begin with the Florida State game. Disappointing outcome. What were your thoughts?
Well, we were disappointed, Aaron. We played better on offense. We didn't have sacks. We have had so many tackles for loss against our offense this year, and they did a much better against a team that was really, really proficient at sacking people and penetrating and getting tackles for loss. But we also kicked field goal when we should have scored a touchdown and didn't score first and goal from the five, or we would have won the game. Kicking game continues to be good. They're doing what they should do. And defensively, it was very, very disappointing. We had the great defense against Duke last week, really shut them down except for one play. And then on Saturday night, Florida State was able to run the ball. We knew the two running backs and the quarterback were the guys we had to stop, and the quarterback had been an inconsistent thrower, and he hit 11 of 13 passes and three touchdowns, and then he came back and was 7 of 10 on third downs, and that's just unacceptable. So we're seeing some really good things for the future. I feel like the program's in great position moving forward. But we're just playing too inconsistent, and that's on the coaches, Aaron. We've got to do a better job of getting everybody to play every week. And we had too many missed tackles on Saturday. We missed some assignments on defense, and like I said, the week before we'd played the best. So we're just a very inconsistent football team right now that's talented and not getting it done consistently on Saturdays, and that's on the coaches.
I know this might be kind of a dumb question, but just from a fan's perspective, just watching the games, I know we came off such a great year last year, made it to the Orange Bowl, and everyone was hoping for continued improvement this year, and we haven't necessarily seen that consistently on the field, like you said, but you've gotten a chance to see the players a lot more than we have. Are they showing progress in practice? Are they moving in the right direction, and it's just not coming together on Saturday?
Yeah, and sometimes it is coming together on Saturday. It's just a team that you don't know right now who's going to show up, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to mature. We're a very immature team, and I thought last week's practice was really good, Aaron. In this call last week, we said it'll be really interesting to see if our defense can take people bragging on them all week and play well on Saturday, and they didn't. It just they played very poorly, and it was disappointing, and the offense played well enough to win. Even though they still had it, we still could have won the game offensively as poorly as we played on defense. So we got to get everybody to play every Saturday, and that's not easy to do, especially you've got some older guys on this team and some really talented young guys, and the young guys have to be more consistent because this is about the seniors. People said, what are your goals now? Are they all gone? And they're not. You want to win every game, and you want the seniors to have a great experience. We want the fans to hang in there. The future is very bright, but the future for these seniors is the next six games, and that's why we need to pick it up and play well for them.
You know, you got a short amount of time to pick yourself back up for the Miami game, but, you know, we know you well enough to know you don't have any trouble picking yourself back up. What is the secret to that, coming off a loss like Florida State and being able to get right back on it the next day?
Aaron, it's no different than in our lives. We have bad things happen in our lives, and if it's to one of our children or our wife, our family, or at business, you have to step back up. You got to be strong. You got to be a good leader, and you can learn from adversity. And adversity either splits you apart or pulls you together. And we had a long talk with our team yesterday. It's got to pull us together, and we got to grow. We got to learn and be better this week.
You got a tough opponent coming up in Miami. What are your thoughts about the Hurricanes, and how do you plan on what's the game plan for the game on Saturday?
Well, Miami is one of the more talented teams we'll play. They can run. Obviously, we had a good game with them last year, so they'll be motivated for this game. And it's really not about the other teams we're playing right now, Aaron. It's about us. Mm-hmm. We've got to get so we play at the highest level we can play every week. That's hard to do. We've got to do that to be successful.
I did want to single out one particular player who's just had an amazing season so far, and that's Josh Downs. I know he came out of the Orange Bowl thinking he's going to have a bright future with Carolina, and he certainly has so far this season. Talk about Josh Downs. He's been terrific.
Yeah, Josh is a competitor. He's tremendously talented. We knew that last year. He was just playing behind Daz Newsom, and Daz was doing some of the similar things that Josh is doing this year. But we got to give him more help. Yeah, we're wearing him out. We're getting him the ball so much that he gets beaten down and tired, and then it's hard for him to play at the same level of consistency. So we've got to have some of those other wideouts step up, and that needs to start this week.
And the game's on Saturday, 3:30, Tar Heels taking on Miami. It's going to be in Keenan Stadium again, third home game in a row. And, Mac, I know the fans have really come out for all the home games so far. What's the message to the fans this time around?
Same thing. The fans have been great since we've been here. Just keep hanging in there. Don't get up and down and give in to this. Our opponents know that we're getting better. They know that we're recruiting really well. They know that it's coming. We probably got ahead of ourselves last year going to the Orange Bowl. We've taken a little step back here in the first half of the season. Let's finish these six strong. Hopefully we'll be in somewhere in postseason, and then we'll look forward to a great spring and starting over next fall. But everybody that watches recruiting knows that we're getting close, and we're going to be really, really good moving forward. It's just sometimes you got to take a step back before you can go forward, Aaron. That's kind of what we've done.
Now the future's bright, and that future starts this Saturday against Miami again, 3:30 kickoff time. Our coverage starting at 12:30. Coach Brown, as always, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Aaron.
And that again was Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Join us again next week for another installment of Mondays with Mac. And you can elude the contact with free pickup and delivery from Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Get more details online at chapelhilltire.com. And tune in to 97.9 The Hill for Carolina football games during the pregame show from Inside Carolina Live. You can listen for the drive, happy drive of the game, presented also by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. That is going to start on Saturday at 12:30 ahead of 3:30 kickoff time. We've got the whole game for you right here on 97.9 The Kill.